Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by our Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Shlach, that is Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Now we concluded the previous Aliyah discussing if the majority of Klal Yisrael did Avodah Zarah inadvertently because of a psak they received from Beis Din, what is it that they're supposed to do about that? And we start this Aliyah with discussing, let's say an individual inadvertently did Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk tells us, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkaga, and if one person inadvertently sins, talking about Avodah Zarah, Vekriva Eiz Bas Shnasa L'chatos, he shall bring a goat within its first year for chatos, the chibra koyin al nevesh hashogegas, and the koyin shall atone for the soul which inadvertently sinned, the chata b'shgaga lefnei Hashem, because it sinned inadvertently in front of Hashem, l'chaper al v'nisach loy, to atone for him, and he's forgiven. Ha'ezrach b'vnei Yisrael v'la'ger hagar b'soichem, both the ezrach and the ger that lives among you, tayra achas yelachem, you have the same exact law, la'ese b'shgaga, for someone that does avodah zarah inadvertently. And now the pasuk tells us, what about if someone does avodah zarah on purpose? He does it b'mezid, v'hanevesh shartasa b'yad rama, and the soul that shall do it high-handedly, mino ezrach min ager, either an ezrach or a ger, as Hashem hu megadev, he blasphemes Hashem, v'nichasar ha-nefesh ha-hi mekerev ha-mo, and that soul shall be cut off from among its nation, ki dvar Hashem baza, because he defiled Hashem's word, ves mitzvah se'efar, and he broke his commandment, he karis tikaris ha-nefesh ha-hi, that soul shall surely get karis, avayna ba, his sin is upon him. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, dvar Hashem explains why is it that we're specifically saying this is dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, as haris havadis kecham pe'a gvura, the warning not to do avodah zarah came directly from Hashem, v'ashar, and the rest is mipi Moshe, it was spoken out through Moshe Rabbeinu. Avayna ba, his sin is upon him. Bizmancha avayna ba, as long as his sin is upon him, shalai asa tshuva, he didn't do tshuva. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, and b'nei Yisrael in the midbar, vayimtsu ish mekashish etzim b'yom ha-Shabbos, and they found a man gathering wood on Shabbos. Vayikrivu oisai, and they brought him, ha-maitzim oisim mekashish etzim, those people that found him gathering wood, al Moshe v'al Aaron, v'kol ha-eda, to Moshe and Aaron and to the entire assembly, vayinichu oisim mishmar, and they put him under guard, they put him in jail, kilei parash ma'yasalai, because it wasn't clear what's supposed to be done with him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Why is it that we have to point out that the ones that brought him were the ones that found him gathering wood? Why is that important? Rashi tells us, Shehisru bai, they warned him, V'loi hiniach melkashish, he did not desist from gathering the wood. Av shemutzu'u v'hisru bai, even though they found him and they warned him. Rashi Lamedal tells us, Kilei parash maya asaloi, loi hayu yodim be'ezu misa yamas, they didn't know which misa he deserves. Avol yodim hayu shemachal Shabbos misa, they didn't know that someone who's machal Shabbos, he deserves misa, they just didn't know what type. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayyem Rashal Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, "Mois yumas ha'ish, that man shall surely die. Ragaim oisei abavam kol ha'edo michutz ha'machne, the entire nation shall stone him with stones outside camp. Vayitziu oisei kol ha'edo michutz ha'machne, the entire assembly took him outside of camp. Vayirgamu oisei abavanim b'yomais, and they stoned him with stones and he died. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe. Elosh see Rashi over your pasuk lamed vav. Vayitziu oisei, and they took him out. Mikan, we learn from here, shebeis haskila chutz v'rochak mebezdin, that the beis haskila, the place where someone gets stoned, is outside and far away from Beis Din. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vayyemar Shalom Moshe Lemer, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'mat aleim, speak to the b'nei Yisrael and say to them, V'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei b'gdem l'dayraisam, and they shall make for themselves tzitzis on the corner of their garments for all their generations, V'nasunu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tcheles, and they shall place on the tzitzis which are on the corner a psil of tcheles, which means a thread of turquoise or blue wool. V'hayel lachem l'tzitzis, and it shall be for you for tzitzis, or isam oisam, and you shall see it. Uzchartem es kol mitzvais Hashem v'asisam oisam, and you shall remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem and do them. You shall not explore after your heart and your eyes, that you stray after them. So you shall remember and do all of my mitzvahs and be holy to your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Tes, and you shall remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. The count, the gematria of tzitzis is 600, and the eight strings and the five knots, that's 613. That's how you can remember all of the mitzvahs by looking at your tzitzis. What's this word sasuru? It's like we had in the beginning of this week's parasha when the Meraglim came back, they returned from mitur haaretz, from scoping out the land. So a person has to make sure that his eyes and heart do not scope everything out. What does that mean? The heart and the eyes, they are the spies of the body. And they obtain all the averis for him. The eye sees something, and then the heart desires it, and the body does the actual avera. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Aleph, Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God, Asher Tzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that I have taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Lehiyos Lechem Lekim, to be as a God for you, Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Ani Hashem, Nemar L'shalem Schar, I'm trustworthy to pay you all of that which you deserve. We've already had this numerous times. Anytime it says Ani Hashem, that means we can trust that Hashem will give us our due reward. Elekechem, your God, Nemar L'para, this teaches us that Hashem will punish us if we do something wrong. Asher Tzeis Yaschem, that I have taken you out. Al Menas Kein Padis Yaschem, that's the reason why I took you out of Mitzrayim. Shetekavu Aleichem Gzeiroisai, so you should accept upon yourself my commands. Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Oid Laman Amar, why is it that the Pasuk has to repeat itself? Ani Hashem Lekechem, that's how the Pasuk started out. So Rashi explains, Kadesh Lo Yam Yisrael, that's what that Klai Yisrael shouldn't say. Mipneima Amar Amakim, why is it that Hashem said I should keep the Torah? Lo Yishanasim Nitoschar, isn't that so I could keep it and then get reward for that? Anu Lo Yisim Vloy Naitim Schar, you know what? We're not going to keep the Torah and we're not going to get reward. Al Karchachem Ani Malkachem, that's why Hashem repeats, Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Against your will, I'm your king. V'cheinu Emer, it says in the Pasuk, Im Lo Yibiyad Chazaka, Em Lech Aleichem. Davar Ach, another way of understanding. Lama Nemer Yitzias Mitzrayim, why is it that we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the first place? Ani Hu Shevchanti B'Mitzrayim Bein Tipa Shal Bukhar L'Sheina Shal Bukhar. I was the one that differentiated Mitzrayim between who was a Bukhar and who wasn't. Ani Hu Asid L'Havchinu Li Parah Minat Toila Kala Ilin B'Begdai V'Armet Chelis Hu. I in the future will be the one that differentiates and punishes the one that hangs Kala Ilon, which is indigo, on his garment, and he claims that it's Tcheles. And from Moshe Darshan, I copied the following. That's from here all the way till the end of Rashi. Why is it that the whole topic of the wood gatherer is right after the topic of doing Avodah Zarah? Learn to teach us, Shemachal Shabbos. If someone's Machal Shabbos, like the wood gatherer, Kilu Avodah Zarah, it's like he was Avodah Zarah. Shafi Shkula Kala Mitzvahs, because keeping Shabbos is also like all the mitzvahs. V'chein Rambam Be'ezra, it says in Ezra, V'al Har Sinai Yirata V'titan Lahem Torah Mitzvahs, V'es Shabbos Kachcha Yidatu Lahem. And V'av Parshas Tzitzis, also Tzitzis, L'kach Nismachal Eilu, that's why they are in proximity to these other two topics. L'fi Sha'af Yishkula Keneged Kol Mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Tzitzis is also Keneged all the other mitzvahs. Sh'nemar Tzitzis, V'asisim is Kol Mitzvahs, you'll do all of my mitzvahs. As we see, this next Rashi goes back to Pasuk Lamed Ches, Akanfei Begdehem, on the corner of your garments, Kineged, this is corresponding to, Va'asa Eschem Akanfei Nisharm, I'm going to take you on the wings of eagles, and the word Kanaf can mean wing, like wing of eagle, or the corner of a Beged. And Al Arba Kanafas, it's only put on a Beged that has four corners, V'loi Ba'as Shalish, V'loi Ba'as Chamesh, not a Beged that has three corners or five corners, Kineged, this is corresponding to, Arba L'Shoenis Shal Ge'ula, the four expressions of redemption, Shener B'Mitzrayim, that was said by Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'Hitzesi, V'Hitzesi, like we say every Seder night. And Pesil Tcheles, what do we learn from here? Al Shem Shikul Becheres, this has to do with the bereavement of the Becheres in Mitzrayim. Targum Shal Shikul, the Targum of Shikul is Tichla, which is like the word Tcheles. And Makasa Maisa Belailo, they were struck at night. Mechein Sevahat Tcheles, Daimel Arukiya HaMashcheles Erev, the color of Tcheles is very similar to the sky as it's getting dark, as it's becoming nighttime. Ushmein Chutim Shabbat and its eight strings, Keneged Shmein Yamim Shal Yisrael Mishiyat Mitzrayim Ad Sh'amru Shir Al Yam, are corresponding to the 8 days that Klai Yisrael waited from when they heard they could leave Mitzrayim until they actually said Shira on the Yom Sof. With this, we conclude the last Aliyah Parshas Shlach. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.